How is this clear? As I mentioned earlier, he continues, you are in our hearts to die and live with you. This is the ultimate affection, when even if disrespected, he chooses to die and live with them. You are not just in our hearts, he says, but in the way I described, because it's possible to love yet avoid danger, but we don't do that. And see, in here lies immeasurable wisdom. He didn't speak of what had been done for them, so as not to seem like he's reproaching them again. Instead, he promises for the future. If it so happens, he says, that danger should strike, for your sake, I'm ready to endure anything. And neither death nor life mean anything to me in itself, but whatever state you are in is what's most preferable to me, whether death over life or life over death. Besides, dying is certainly proof of love, but living, who among those who are not friends would not opt for that? So why does the apostle bring it up as something significant? Because it is indeed very significant. For indeed, many empathize with their friends during hard times, but when these friends prosper, they don't rejoice with, but envy them. But not us. If you're undergoing hardship, we're not afraid to partake in your misfortune. Or if you're doing well, we don't get stung by envy.